In the Dodge City yards of the Santa Fe stood a freight made up for the East. And the engineer with his oil and waste was grooming the great iron beast. While 10 cars back in the murky dust, a boxcar door swung wide. And a hobo lifted his pal aboard to start on his last long ride. A lantern swung and the freight pulled out, the engine had gathered speed. The engineer pulled the throttle wide and clucked to his fiery steed. 10 cars back in the empty box, the hobo rolled a pill. The flare of the match showed his partner's face, stark white and deathly still. As the train wheels clicked on the coupling joints, a song for the rambler's ear. The hobo talked to the still white form, his pal for many years. For a mighty long time we've rambled, Jack, with the luck of men that roam, with the back door steps for a dining room and a boxcar for a home. We dodged the bulls on the eastern route and the cops on the Chesapeake. We traveled the Leadville narrow gauge in the days of Cripple Creek. We drifted down through sunny Cal on the rails of the old SP. And of all you had through good and bad, a half always belonged to me. You made me promise to you, Jack, if I lived and you cashed in, to take you back to the old churchyard and bury you there with your kin. You seemed to know I would keep my word, for you said that I was white. Well, I'm keeping my promise to you, pal, 'cause I'm taking you home tonight. I hadn't the money to send you there, so I'm taking you back on the fly. It's the decent way for a beau to go home to the by and by. I knew that fever had you, Jack, and that doctor just wouldn't come. He was too busy treating the wealthy folks to doctor a worn-out bum. As the train rolled over its ribbons of steel, straight through to the east it sped. The engineer in his high-cap seat kept his eye on the rails ahead. While 10 cars back in the empty box, the lonely hobo sighed. For the days of old and his pal so cold, it was taking his last long ride.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome in to the Listener's Choice magazine for February, edition number 24. And I'll start out with an apology here, because right at the end of the Christmas edition, I said we'll see you in January. And those of you who've been receiving us for a long time know better than that, but it might have been a little confusing for the newer listeners who did not know that, in fact, there is not a January issue, and they've probably been wondering where I am. Well, I'm here. And this is the February edition, number 24. And as always, I'm Roger Smith, and this tape is coming from 115 North Keats Avenue, KEATS, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. And you can get your requests in, and please do, by putting a message at the beginning of the tape. Make sure that it is at the beginning of the tape, because that's what we check when it comes back in. And put your request in there. Or you can email me at snakeguy@bellsouth.net. Or you may call on the phone at 502-721-7634 and get your request in, where the machine is always turned on. Now, you may also be getting this magazine online at www.bluegrasspals.com, and just look for the Listener's Choice link when you get to that website. And if you are, we welcome you that way also. Hopefully, before too long, we'll be podcasting this magazine, but much more about that at a little bit later date. Well, that was Hank Snow starting us off there on edition number 24 with one of his fine train songs, The Last Ride. And we'll send that one out to John German in New York, who wanted to hear that song. We'll send this next one out to Kathy Harris in England. She's a big Osborne Brothers fan and wanted to hear one by Sonny and Bobby, the Osborne Brothers. And this is one of my favorites that came from the Rocky Top album, which was not one of my favorite albums, by the way, but it was, of course, one of their later albums, and just had this one song on it in particular that I just think is a fantastic song called You're My Favorite Memory. And We'll send this one out to Kathy. Might also make mention of the fact that Sonny Osborne has recently retired from the business. Sonny, of course, was the banjo picker. He picked the five-string banjo for him and did some harmony vocals. Didn't do a whole lot of lead, but did a lot of harmony vocals. And he had a shoulder replacement a few years back and just never completely recovered well enough to play the banjo. At least he didn't think he could. And he retired from the business. Bobby is still out there, and his band is now called the Bobby Osborne Rocky Top Express. But Sonny Osborne is no longer in the country music business. Let's have one now from Bobby and Sonny, the Osborne brothers, shall we?
Once in a life you meet someone who gives to you the reason some love can do. So now I'm armed for troubled times with all I need. For I have you, my favorite memory. You gave me something time can never take from me. Dark and I can't see. When I'm cold, a hand to hold will comfort me. 'Cause you'll be there, my favorite memory. You'll have my heart in all my dreams each night. Though something calls out yonder now and I must leave, you'll always be my favorite memory. It's not goodbye, it's just so long. I'll take you with me where I travel from now on. 'Cause when I close my eyes at night and go to sleep, you're lying there, my favorite man.
Got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. It was typed and neatly written, offering me this better job at higher wages, expenses paid, and a car. But I'm on TV here locally, and I can't quit. I'm a star. I come on the TV, a grinning, wearing pistols and a hat. It's a kiddie show and I'm a hero of the younger set. I'm the number one attraction, never supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City, no thanks Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. You're the leader, daddy, you're the same car. Drop a big old Cadillac with war wheels, got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at my grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction, every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City, no thanks Omaha, thanks a lot.
Rape,
Kansas Star, that's what I are. Your lead lady, your same car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wire wheels. Got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at the grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction, never supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. Stay tuned, we're gonna have a Popeye cartoon in a minute.
The great Roger Miller there in Kansas City Star. I always thought that was one of his better ones. We've had several requests in here for Roger Miller material. Well, let's get to our comedy for this issue. Doug Hudson wanted to hear something by Archie Campbell, so we're going to bring Archie along for the comedy on edition number 24, and he will be introduced by Chet Atkins. Here's Archie Campbell.
So let's all get together and welcome the teenage old man, Archie Campbell.
Thank you very much, Chet, and I'm certainly happy to be here in this great temple of mirth, and we're going to have a ball tonight, right? I'm going to tell you some bedtime stories. Of course, you know you can't tell bedtime stories anymore like you used to. Now, when I was a little boy, I enjoyed those tales about the three little bears and Goldilocks and things like that. It was wonderful. But you can't do that anymore. These kids are too smart. They see too many things. I started telling my little boy, he's 9. He'll be 10 in October if you don't get too smart with me. I sat him up on my knee and I started telling him about the three little bears. He said, "Oh, Daddy, don't give me that bear jazz." He said, "In the first place, I don't believe in the three little bears." He said, "I think Goldilocks was a square and Jack ain't never had a beanstalk that long." So I changed things around a little bit and told him a bedtime story and kind of twisted it up, turned the words around. I want to give the kid credit for his intelligence. This way I told him the story. I'll tell it to you kids. Once upon a time, there was P. Little Thriggs. Well, actually, there was more than that. There was Pama Mig and Papa Fig. Papa Fig, that don't work, does it? But anyhow, that's all together, that was 5 little figs. And one day, the first of these P. Little Thriggs, he was walking down the road and he saw a man widen a ragging. And he said, "Hey, mister," said, "would you sell me that strode of law?" Said, "I want to heal me a bounce. I want to build me a hallstrouse." So he got the straw and he built him a hallstrouse. And along came the big wad boof. And he said, "Hey, Piddleig, let me in." Piddleig says, "Not by the chair of my henny hen hen." He said, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll hold your blouse down." So he huffed and he puffed and he hold his blouse down. And he ate up the Piddleig. Then the second of the P. Little Thriggs, he went off down the road and he saw another man widen a ragging. And he said, "Hey, mister," said, "would you sell me that stowed of licks? I want to heal me a bouse. I'm going to build me a hick stouse." So he built him a stouse out of hicks. And along came the big wad boof. And he said, "Hey, Piddleig, let me in." Piddleig says, not by the chair of my henny hen hen. He said, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll hold your blouse down. So he huffed and he puffed and he hold his blouse down and he ate up the Piddleig. Then the third of the pea little thrigs, he was a little smarter, Teddy. He went off down the road and he saw another man wagon a riding. Wagon a riding. Wiggin' a rodin'. And he said, hey, mister, would you sell me that broad of licks? I want to heal me a bounce, and I'm going to build me a hick browse. So he built him a browse out of hicks. Along came the big bad wolf, and he said, well, it was a big wad wolf, wasn't it? Yeah. He said, hey, Piddleig, said, let me in. He said, not by the chair of my henny hen hen. He said, I'll huff and I'll huff and I'll hold your blouse down. So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, and he couldn't hold his blouse down. You gotta be careful. He stuck his head up to the window and he said, all right, Piddleig, said, you're absolutely root. Said, I can't hold your blouse down, but he said to himself, said, I'll fix him. Said, I'll climb up on the roof and I'll chide down the slimney. So he climbed on up on the roof and he chid down the slimney. But the third of these pea little thrigs, he was smart. He knew what was going on. So he ran in the kitchen and got him a great big pot of boiling wat hotter. And he put this pot of boiling wat hotter over the fireplace, and the big wad buff hit it, and as soon as he hit that water, he said, ouch. He said, this is extremely painful to a wolf's gluteus maximum. So the third of the pea little thrigs, he ran in the kitchen right quick, and he got him a real narp shife. And he cut that big wad wolf open and got his two little brothers out. And they had wolf stew for supper. And friends, that's good. Seasoned just right, you know, with pig ears and stuff. And they danced and sang, and the pea little thrigs lived heavily after afterwards.
Spring of 43, when I was just a child in mama's arms. My daddy plowed the ground and prayed someday that we might leave this rundown mortgage to Oklahoma Falls. And then one day I heard my daddy saying to my mom that he'd finally saved enough to go. California was his dream of paradise that he had seen in pictures and in magazines that told him so. California cotton fields, where labor camps were filled with worried men with broken dreams. California cotton fields, as close to wealth as daddy ever came. Everything we had was sold or left behind, from my daddy's plow to the fruit that mama came. Some folks came to say farewell, see what all we had to sell. Some came to shake my daddy's hand. Hey, the Model A was loaded down in California bound, but the change had seemed just 4 days away. And the only change that I remember seeing in my daddy when his dark hair turned silver gray. California cotton fields, the wealthiest daddy ever came. I remember seeing in my daddy was when his dark hair turned silver gray. California cotton fields, labor can't fulfill where he'd been broken dreams. California cotton fields, as close to wealth as daddy ever came.
Well, that's one of our new releases for this issue. Marty Raven there used to be with the group Shenandoah and out doing his thing in bluegrass now. He's tried about everything. He's tried some gospel, and of course he was with Shenandoah for several years, and now he's trying his luck in bluegrass and doing a pretty good job there on California Cotton Fields, an old Dallas Frazier song that Merle Haggard also had a big recording on that song back in the late 70s, probably, that some of you may remember. Let's get one from Marty Robbins now, one of his gunfighter ballads, probably what would be considered his biggest gunfighter ballad. El Paso. We'll send this one out to Dorothy Powers in Mississippi. She wanted to hear this one.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in his right for the love of this maiden, down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat, a handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor.
Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run.
Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico.
Back in El Paso my life would be worthless, everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid, my love is stronger than my fear of death.
I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso, I can see Rose's Cantina below. Strong in it.
pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left ride a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I fall. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina goes.
Shadows slip away from my house. So I hurried straight and looked in her room. And I found out that it was my loving spouse.
Oh, the snakes crawl at night. That's what they say.
Well, that's a very true song from Charlie Pride there, one called The Snakes Crawl at Night. And Charlie's a member of the Grand Ole Opry now, by the way, and appears on there, two or three times a year anyway. It's always good to hear Charlie on the Opry. I say that's a very true song. I don't know how many of you listeners know, this is a personal note, don't know how many of you listeners know that for about the past 11 or 12 years have been raising pet boa constrictors and have several different kinds of snakes, all non-venomous, of course, just good old pet snakes. And it is true, they definitely do get more active in their cages at night. They really do, and start splashing in that water and crawling around and all kinds of things. So, Charlie, you're right about that one. The snakes do crawl at night. One of my favorite Charlie Pride songs there. And we'll send that one out to Danny and Lou Ann Kamek right here in Louisville, Kentucky. They wanted to hear that song. Let's get one now from Tim McGraw. This song was written by Bruce Robison, and who also happens to be the brother of Charlie Robison, if you know who Charlie Robison is, one of the great Texas musicians from down Bandera way down in South Texas. Charlie also happens to be married to Emily from the Dixie Chicks, by the way, but that's getting way out in left field. Let's get back to the song here. And so, like I say, it was written by Bruce Robison, performed by Tim McGraw. Did a fantastic version of I Don't Know Why You've Got to Be Angry All the Time. We'll send this one out to Ruth Boss. She wanted to hear this song. Here's Tim.
Here we are, what is left of a husband and a wife, with four good kids who have a way of getting on with their lives. And I'm not old, but I'm getting a whole lot older every day. It's too late to keep from going crazy, I've got to get away. The reasons that I can't stay don't have a thing to do with being in love. And I understand that loving a man shouldn't have to be this rough. And you ain't the only one who feels like this world's left you far behind. I don't know why you gotta be angry all the time. Boys are strong now, the spitting image of you when you were young. I hope someday they can see past what you have become. And I remember every time I said I'd never leave, but what I can't live with is memories of the way you used to be. The reasons that I can't stay don't have a thing to do with being in love. And I understand that loving a man shouldn't have to be this rough. And you ain't the only one who feels like this world's left you far behind. I don't know why you gotta be angry all the time. Since I walked out of your door, I never quite made it back to the one I was before. God, it hurts me to think of you, for the light in your eyes was gone. And sometimes I don't know why this old world can't leave well enough alone. The reasons that I can't stay don't have a thing to do with being in love. I understand that loving a man shouldn't have to be this rough. And you ain't the only one who feels like this world's left you far behind. I don't know why you gotta be angry all the time. I don't know why you gotta be time. I don't know why you gotta be angry all the time.
Just because the moon is bright, no sign he's watching us tonight. Let me hold your hand, maybe love you just a little. The moon just went behind a cloud, and I won't whisper very loud. Let me whisper in your ear, maybe love you just a little. Some folks talk again romance and say we shouldn't do it. Don't you pay no attention to what they say. You know there ain't nothing to it. Love's what makes the world go round, and you're the roundest thing I've found. Let me hold your hand, maybe love you just a little. Because the moon is bright, no sign he's watching us tonight. Let me hold your hand, maybe love you just a little. The moon just went behind a cloud, and I won't whisper very loud. Let me whisper in your ear, maybe love you just a little. Some folks talk again romance and say we shouldn't do it. Don't you pay no attention to what they say. You know there ain't nothing to it. Love's what makes the world go round, and you're the roundest thing I've found. Let me hold your hand, maybe love you just a little.
Well, there's a good one for all you Jim Reeves fans out there. And there are many, many Jim Reeves fans here on the Listener's Choice magazine. We get all kinds of requests for Jim Reeves. It's kind of a standing request that we have a few artists like that. A lot of people like Jim Reeves, Loretta Lynn, the Browns, Gene Watson. We'll have to get into some more of those artists here before too long on some future editions. But we'll send that one out specifically to Chester Carnes, who wanted to hear some Jim Reeves. Also to Maydeen in Massachusetts. Let me love you just a little. Now let me ask you something, fellas. You know, it's kind of interesting to go back to the way that songs used to be worded back years ago. Now, if you were all snuggled up to a girl now, today, in a romantic situation, how do you think it might go if you snuggled up to her and said, "You're the roundest thing I've found"? I think you might get slapped or bit or whatever today, but that was back in the 50s, and maybe things were a little different back then, or maybe songwriters were just a little more nervy back then. I don't know, but anyway, I've always thought it was interesting. Jim Reeves, good song there from back in his Abbott days in the early 50s. If you were around and listening to country music much earlier, back in the 40s and even earlier than that, up really through the 60s, it was very common when there was a tragedy or a disaster to have a song written and recorded about it and to have that song get lots and lots of airplay. Now, I personally can remember several of those songs. One specifically that comes to mind is in 63 when President John F. Kennedy was killed. There was a song recorded by a gentleman named David Price, from whom I have not heard before or since. But he recorded this song about the president getting killed, and it made a pretty good size hit. Got a lot of airplay, that sort of thing. It happened a lot back then. It might still happen some today, but not nearly as much as it did back in the earlier years. In April of 1949, some children apparently were playing on a piece of property that had an abandoned well, and a little girl fell into that well as they were running and was killed. And the song that I'm going to start outside too with was written about that. It's called The Death of Little Kathy Fiscus. Now, that has been recorded by several people. There's a version of it by Kitty Wells, and actually probably several other versions. What I'm going to play for you is the original version by a gentleman named Jimmy Osborne, who happens to be from the state of Kentucky, by the way. And this is a sad one. It's one of these story songs that were so popular back in the early days of country music and continue to be popular through the 50s and somewhat up into the 60s. Not so much now anymore. You really don't get that much in the way of story songs. You'll get one every now and then, but not that much with new country music. But back in those years, you certainly did. Now, not only were these songs recorded and played a lot on the air, and certainly they sold many copies, but they were also performed on live radio programs, and I'm sure live concerts as well. But back in those days, you had a lot of live radio programs. That's not very true anymore either. I know of a few. I know there's still one, at least one left in little town called Lynchburg, Tennessee, and I'm sure there are others in some of the more rural areas, but by far it's gone. But it used to be very, very prevalent, especially on Saturday morning. You'd have a lot of live radio programs, and they would perform these sad songs. We have an album that features Johnny and Jack in their program, and of course they had Kitty Wells with them, Johnny's wife, their program out of Shreveport, Louisiana. And Kitty sang this song on the radio, and it was done frequently. People really enjoyed hearing these story type songs. This is a sad one, so get out the handkerchiefs and listen to The Death of Little Kathy Fiscus as we turn over to side two, or go to the next file if you're online. See you there.